No.
Making sure my mic's working. Let's see. Good enough. Good morning. Wow, that must have been a very awkward intro for this episode. Tuesday, January 7th, and I am on my way to my miserable job. Welcome to my podcast and the Poachly podcast, where you witness my everyday miserable life unfold before your eyes. Welcome to Old Man in the Morning. Some shit like that, I don't know. It's cold. It's 32 degrees, which makes it hotter than some of these other days, you know, but the sun hasn't came out yet, so it just feels colder. Just bizarre how, like, even just this having the sun up, I don't know what it does, it just makes it so much better, but nonetheless, the news... My phone, when I woke up this morning, said it was going to be a cloudy day, and I feel cloudy, and I feel miserable and broke as a joke, and I don't know, I just haven't been willing or able to... To make things work for me financially. I don't know, man. You know those miserable people who always are like, man, I just hope World War III starts. You know, because there isn't shit going for them in life. It doesn't seem like there's much to look forward to in the future. And you kind of just want to see the world, you know, end or, you know, restart from new, you know, with or without humans. Preferably without humans. Because, you know, if... that ends up happening, it's just going to be the poor people who end up, you know, dying. As I'm sure the multi, you know, millionaires and billionaires by now have, you know, accumulated enough wealth and connections in this capitalistic life where they have, you know, bunkers and hideaways that they can go to in such a situation. You know, they'd probably go to the mountains, right? Like the Christians. But they probably have some protection inside those mountains, some housing, if you catch my drift. Holy fuck, people are stupid. I don't understand. I just saw this lady pull in behind me, but she cut off the person and then just goes so slow. Dumb van. But she was almost gonna cut in front of me. That would have been an accident for sure. And I was like, don't you dare. I was like, just staring at them. Fucking idiots. It looked like they wanted to just go up. You know, but it's like, wait your turn. It's not fucking that, nowhere's that important to go. Unless you're, you know, it's a life or death situation. I don't even want to commute anymore, you know. I kind of am disgusted by my job, you know. I took a work from home day last week, you know, and to be honest, it kind of made me miserable because people were asking me for help because they couldn't get help with people actually being at my fucking job. Oh my God, there's almost an accident right in front of me because it's bumper to bumper, you know, and I'm going slow, so I'm good. The guy in front of me had to swerve right because the person in front of them was, had to brake check. Like, it's just, it's bumper to bumper at this time, and that's one thing I noticed yesterday, you know. I do want to say welcome to the first Poach Lee podcast in 2020, the new decade. I have had plenty of opportunities to make one. You know, I could have made one on the first, could have made one on the second. What is today? I don't know, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, I don't know. I'm fucking depressed. Who fucking cares? I don't know. I just do this to give me some stability in life. Don't really got much to look forward to. You know, I even though it hasn't really gotten any traction, you know, it's grown, not really. I do appreciate people who are, you know, listening to this, following me along this, you know, journey. I know I am not really providing any value, but I'm trying to bring some stability in my life and, you know, have a hobby, have some consistency, have something I don't fucking quit on like everything else, you know. Something has always intrigued me about media, you know, musical performances, stage performances, videos, you know, computer software, whatnot. I just, I don't know, I've never had the focus, I've never had the mentors, I've never had the time afforded to me, so never been able to really pursue that. And everything that I have now that has put me towards that path of, you know, my own personal satisfaction, my preferred endeavors, has been because I've allocated my resources, I've directed my life towards that direction, you know, in preparation for putting me in a position where I'm doing what I enjoy to do, what makes me happy, you know, and what's upset me the most is that I've made a lot of decisions that I had to make a lot of sacrifices for. And because of that, you know, I felt like things were going to get better after the fact. And when things continue to be how they are, you know, and I'm just realizing this, I'm parked right where I had my accident back in December 2018, which propelled me to start this podcast to begin with, you know. And it just dawned on me, you know, I haven't been to work this early. Like, I've done it a couple of times, but it's just something that, you know, it's just, there's some PTSD that comes from those kind of traumatic injuries, you know, and I'm still feeling the effects mentally from that accident. I'm still feeling the issues on my wrist, on my ankle. My knee is surprisingly better. I can still feel some, but that was a different issue. That was something I caused injury to myself last week, a couple weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, I don't know. It's gotten better. But it's still like bloated, like inflamed or something. Oh my goodness, it's so cold. I wonder if it's finally... Sorry for the noise. I'm just too cold this morning and my vehicle is finally getting warmed up. Oh man. I really have no motivation to do this podcast. My YouTube videos. What else? I barely am motivated to live. I'm barely motivated to go. I'm not motivated at all to go to work. You know, like I was saying earlier, I kind of despise the situation. Like, I was afforded, I was given a day to work from home last week, the day after New Year's. And, you know, it was good because in one hand I didn't have to go back the day after. On the other hand, it was fucking busy and there's nothing to show for it. Like, I feel like I'm going nowhere with that company. I've only been given more and more work since I've gotten there, right? You know, and typically, you know, I don't know, I've just been used to, in my previous positions, to get to a point where I catch up on work to where I'm only doing stuff as it comes up, right? And it feels better that way because you feel like you're impulsively helping people as the need for help arises. And then, you know, you have disposable time that you can spend to yourself, you know. And I love that about my previous job because it was just so, like, it wasn't work. It was more like a frat house of bros going to, of tech bros going to work and watching videos, sharing videos, talking shit, checking out, talking about, you know, just, you know, being men, basically. And then, you know, going, playing basketball on break, going to lunch every single day, you know, always having a little bit of money put aside so we can go out to eat together, you know, and, you know, we are fair, we're you know, I don't know. I miss a lot of things, to be honest. I just wish I could go back 10 years and start over. If not 10 years, just my whole life. Like I wish there was a reset button where, you know, even if you forget everything, you know, just, I don't know. There's a lot of shitty times I've gone through already, so I don't know if I'd want to go through them again. You know, isn't that kind of a bizarre thing to think about, where where was I going with that? So, man, I just lost my train of thought. I was focused on my driving. But I had a thought, but then I was going to lead, and then I was going to lead into another thought that I had before. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I lost it, but I was thinking of a plot for a story, a book, a screenplay, something, you know, and the premise is, okay, so let me take it back, so, when you go to war, right, you go fight other clans and warriors and tribes and whatnot, and then, you know, they might have different languages, cultures, traditions, and, you know, what's happened a lot of times in history and what might happen, you know, further down in history with the, you know, if there isn't a major change, I'm almost assured that at some point in future, there is going to be a time where, I keep losing my train of thought because of this stupid bumper-to-bumper traffic, but there's going to be a time where everyone's going to have a universal language, right? Everyone's going to have the same language. It's either going to be Chinese, Russian, or English. Perhaps even Spanish, or a combination of all four. I know a little bit of Hebrew. That might, I don't know if that will be a thing. Wow, this dumb bitch. Wow, stupid Karen, you. So this lady has been going, like, bumper to bumper for the past, like, 10 mile, like, you know. And then, like, right now it cleared up. There was another lane. And I just realized that she was, like, going under the speed limit for, like, the whole time. There's no one in front of her. There's literally no cars in front of her, and I just couldn't see over her. Anyways, doesn't matter. I'm almost to work. But anyways, the premise to my story was, what if that it was something in our DNA genetics where we can go back and we can look at data from our ancestors, and that data was encoded in the language that our ancestors spoke. So in order to understand the language in the in your DNA, you have to know the same exact, you know, language or a very similar or close, you know, descendant of that language. And so what if, like, I had a theory for this premise where, like, for example, Mexicans are a good example, right? They speak Spanish, but for most of that genetic pool of people, that's not our native tongue. That's not what our ancestors talked, you know, whereas, let's say, Hebrews or Mandarin, maybe even Japanese, Koreans, Iranians, I'm just trying to think of all these ethnic cultures, you know, these groups of people who had a certain, you know, who have had the same line of language for the entirety of their existence, of their, right? And then you look at these, like, Swedens, maybe, I'm not very well attuned, I don't know a lot about, like, the European languages, you know, the Gaelic, you know, that turned into French and Spanish, and, you know, it's just insane to me how, like, people in the past knew all these different languages, and how language affects your brain, you know, like, I don't know, I overthink things a lot, but, so I was thinking, in this world, in this universe, in this premise, you know, like, for example, white people have had a long line of the same language without a break in succession. Maybe they can talk to their ancestors, maybe they can do all this crazy shit, you know, if they do certain rituals, if they perform certain rituals or certain stuff that maybe their ancestors performed, and doing that same ritual in your body in this universe draws out that DNA, that database from your ancestors, some weird, you know, genetic multiverse, I don't know, but then you have these races of conquered people that have had their language and their cultures and their stuff drawn out, so it's basically as if their whole existence, their whole history, their whole culture, it's all wiped from history, and it can't really be recovered, you know, unless, you know, those traditions and those, you know, you're able to, you know, so it's just a crazy big world, and sounds like something fun to write about. I would need to have a whole sabbatical to be able to focus on such a project, to get everything down pat, to write, to just start writing it, but I don't know, I'm never gonna maybe ever accomplish anything. I don't think I have the will, power, and fortitude that I once had. And I'm not necessarily able to will myself to completing tasks like I was used to. God, I hate these people I have to fucking work with. They work like fucking 14 hours every day, and they don't do fucking shit every day. You know, like, they're back 2 days. Our ticket countdown was the lowest it's been in years. The faggots are... Oh, man, I can't say that word. And it's really a shame because, you know, I don't associate it with, you know, gay people. I just associate it with people I don't like, you know. And I don't mean to say it in offense to gay people because I know a lot of people say it like that. I, on the other hand, have a lot of gay friends. I have a lot of respect for gay people. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not justifying myself using that word. I just got my fucking day ruined. But it usually is, you know. I can't really blame these people for abusing the system. I really hate this job. I don't know. I need to find a new job. It took me 10 minutes longer to get to work than it usually takes me. And I came early. I don't know. I just hate everything. You guys have a good day. Bye.